From an ever-expanding suitcase deep on another planet, this is the In Memory of John Peel Show with me, Zaffman, in association with KFFP Freeform Portland Radio. And I'm told that this is a depressing time of year for those of you in the northern hemispheres of your planet, but no need for that, because there's so much great new music coming out all the time that you can always lift your heads above the parapet. And first up today, we have from Chicago a band called Wendy Fix.
We'll be right back.
Well, if that sounded like a 90s tune to you, it was. In fact, for Wendy Fix, we're a Chicago band, may still be. But the music wasn't released until now. And it's an album called We Have the Cracks on Car Park Records. That was Slow. Wendy Fix, a great name, isn't it? It was at a time when they seemed like everybody's girlfriend was called Wendy. A small world full of Wendy's, to re-quote a friend of mine. Project Luti is the project of the talented and experimental Jan Strach from Poland. Here he is. He's back with Soa.
Dzisiaj jest do noc, to właśnie
It's been called country ambient music, which is a strange one, isn't it? Anyway, the track is called, let's see, Late Night Call. It's by Pat Irwin and four of his mates who go under the title SUS, which used to be a stop and search thing that Thatcher brought in Britain. And then later on, as a consequence, a Great Ruts song, you might remember. Anyway, SUS with Ghost Box as the album name and Late Night Call, that track. Right now, Orlando Furious is up next. He's on the 10th Court label out of Australia. And curiously enough, this and the next track and several others I heard this week are all about war. This one is Billy Ray. No, it's Parmesan.
Behind your eyes, and that's a key. money. Joined the armed forces. I wanted to write stories, but they sent me to war. There were landmines, beaches with significant features, preachers preaching the good word of our Savior Jesus. There were tanks and aeroplanes and people getting manged. I scrubbed my fingers to the bone, but I never got rid of the stain.
Two tracks in a row from the 10th Court label in Australia. That last one was Wireheads with Beaches with Significant Features. I love the Australian drawl sound that seems to permeate from over there now. And Wireheads becoming a favourite of this show. Now, the last 2 years we've been playing tracks from Here Are the Young Men, sometimes abbreviated to HATYM. But now he's teamed up with Uncle Peanut and they've made a fabulous album called This Is The Standard Life. I'm going to play you two tracks in a row, which coincidentally are exactly the same length of 1 minute and 57 seconds.
Because of the stupid thing I said, that we've been in and out of bed as long as memory serves my head. Thought it natural to be said that I wanted my mate Fred to be with us, not instead of you, Billy.
I can call it.
And a phone call and a kickstart. We could begin afresh, make plans anew, go to Butlin, say adieu to Fred and all the ideas that he incidentally actually put in my head. We could sit in the chalet playing games, watching telly, eating biscuits in bed, and I won't even phone Fred. We could do the bingo, even learn the lingo, and depending how we go, we could maybe say hello to a couple next door and invite them round for parties.
Come call it!
I'll get you a ring.
Yes, mate, all right, mate, preaching it standard. Yes, mate, all right, mate, backing it standard. Hospitalisation of the English language. Spirit dualisation with a hybrid sandwich. olive red focaccia. Yes, mate, standard. Preaching it and backing it. Pronunciation angered. Americanization with a Z, not a Z. Language penetration is the schedule in me head. Watch a movie with a guy about trucks instead of lorries. Sending kids to school by Maria Montessori. Yes, mate. Yes, mate. Standard. Yes, mate. We know how hard it is to put food on your family. Apples for technology, yet all I want is Bramley. You need all your ducks in a row, mate. Yes, mate. Standard silver spoon with your £3 coffee, mate. Standard. Yes, mate. Standard silver spoon with your £3 coffee, mate. Standard. Yes, mate. Gonna fly my kite in the clear blue sky, touch base with your face, and I really don't know why I've got one oar in the water and the other's in the creek. Up skill, up arse more like, turn the other cheek. Standard silver spoon with your £3 coffee, mate. Standard. Yes, mate. Standard silver spoon with your £3 coffee, mate. Standard. Yes, mate. Obsessed with the daily and Henry Higgins on the daily. Is obsessed with the daily and Henry Higgins on the daily. Is obsessed with the daily and Henry Higgins on the daily. Is a standard. Yes, mate.
Well, you could put anybody with Brian Eno and they'd get attention. But that's Tom Rogerson with Brian Eno there on an album called Finding Shore and the track Chain Home. Worth playing, I thought, despite the big name. Right, now here's some names that aren't so big. Well, they're longer. Felicia Atkinson and Jeffra Cantu Ledesma have an album out called Comme un Ciel Narcisse. And this track is B. You can, by the way, find all the real, you know, see how to spell these things and get them and all that kind of stuff at the website inmemoryofjohnpeel.com, where there's playlists and podcasts, including the Festive 51, which you voted for at the end of last year. My notes on Eli Kessler say, sometimes tedious, depends on my mood. Isn't that the case for most things? Undoubtedly one of the best drummers around. Eli Kessler with Sudden Laughter, Laughter Without Reason, that track. It's an album called Last Signs of Speed. Now, here's something I've been really looking forward to bringing to you. I had to wait until 2018 to play it. It's an album called Trapped in a Pinhole Camera. This track is Swimming in a Marble Pool, and the band is called Gadwick.
A self-expressive man in a cage of rationality tried his best to avoid any kind of conformity. A hard-drinking man with champagne on his shoulders moved the earth but not the boulders. A soft-thinking man contemplated a dust bath right in the middle of a daily flight path. A suburban drama man said comfort is the death of the soul as he peered through his glory hole. A loose bowel man juggled important figures for important figures and never dropped one. A tight-lipped man had lots of secrets to share around and soon enough they'd all gone. A sickly prickly man spent hours searching for something to cure him, but he couldn't find one. A very generous man checked his bank account only to find the money had all gone. A photographic memory man knew every postcode and that's what led to his brain overload. A shortlisted man applied for arse grants and ended up with three pairs of dead man's pants. A lonely phony man joined several dating sites hoping to meet himself wearing just tights. A well-groomed man went to the hardware store for several copies of the key to the door. A talented man wrote disappointed the musical and on the first night the audience numbered one. A craving, raving man pined for internet nostalgia and got so upset that he bought a gun. A courageous man moved so far forward that he lacked mirrors while dressed as a nun. A cowardly man hid behind his shadow and realised he was missing out on all the fun.
What hundred bells sing to me?
with the title track, 100 Bells. That's Buck Gutter from the Ramp label. Excellent stuff. Now, here's Sadaf, and don't know anything about her, but it's worth going to the website of the label, outsideinsight.com, and check that out. This is Vita Chair. Probably another Australian band, The Chats, with Nazi March. We've still got time, I think, just about to play the wonderful Tom Ashworth with some more real folk. This is Work Life Out to Keep Life In.
Oh, the working man, as you can see, that is what he was born to be. Married to the working wife, that is what she'll be all her life. Never live beyond their means, nor sought assistance from their friends. Yeah, day and night. through thick and thin. They work life out just to keep life in. No matter, friends, what else befalls the poor folk, they must work or fall. Through frost and snow, through sleet and wind, they work life out just to keep life in. Do you see the women who make the gowns for those in other parts of town? It's a sight most sorrowful to see, and I'm sure with me you will agree that meager is their daily pay to feed and clad a family with. She's overworked, she's tired and thin, she works life out just to keep life in. No matter, friends, what else befalls the poor folk, they must work or fall. Through frost and snow, through sleet and wind, they work life out just to keep life in. Oh, mischief mind, where do you roam? When reason called, you weren't at home. If you take cheese from off the rat, is he then free to hunt the cat? If free from unions, free from dues, are we free from choice or free to choose? Or free as any bird, blown by the wind, to work life out just to keep life in. No matter, friends, what else befalls the poor folk, they must work or fall. Through frost and snow, through sleet and wind, we work life out just to keep life in.
Tom Ashworth, work life out just to keep life in. In case you missed it, beginning of the show, you can always catch the podcast at inmemoryofjohnpeel.com. You can sign up on just about any podcast platform that you may use, and on any device as well, including Xbox, funnily enough. All right, well, what else? Oh, yeah, that's about it. See you next week.